here are 9 leadership principles I want to embody in 2023. So in this episode, I want to talk to you about leadership, what it actually takes to be a leader. I know a lot of people have their own ideologies of what a leader is, but I want to talk about my embodiment of a leader. If you have your own embodiment of what the leader is, let me know in the comment section what you think. I'm going to share with you 9 leadership principles that I myself want to make sure embody in me. One of my newest companies that I just started, called One Unite Corporation, you can check out the link below, is that we develop leaders through constant meetings and seminars that we have. And in that way, we develop people who are able to lead people to be successful. So let me start off with the first principle of a leader. Number one, authenticity. Being authentic also means that you are transparent and accountable for your actions. And that includes your mistakes. One thing that I learned throughout the years is that if you're wrong, admit that you're wrong and then say, let's move on from this. It's bad enough that you already made a mistake and you're saying that it's not wrong. So being able to be accountable for your mistakes is something that is lauded for in a leader. So number one, authenticity. A second leadership principle that I want to share with you is what we call a growth mindset. A leader must be willing to learn, grow, and adapt to change. All these things are important because it's part of a company's growth or a group's growth. So the leader must embody that mindset. So this means being able to embrace challenges that come your way, seeking out feedback from everyone in your team, and continuously improving, right? There's a Japanese term I think it's called Kaizen, which means continuous improvement. So that's number two, growth mindset. Moving on to the third leadership principle that everybody should embody is being a visionary. A leader should have a clear vision for the future and be able to inspire and guide others towards it. Usually, a person who has vision needs to be able to paint a picture to the people that they lead so that the people that they lead knows where they're exactly going. You can't lead people blindly, right? It's like the blind leading the blind. So you're going to fall off a cliff. Number three, a leader should always be a visionary. They know what they want. Fourth on leadership principle is collaboration. Great leaders know that they can't do it alone, and they do understand that the importance of working with others. So collaboration and teamwork, it's the same thing. So by collaborating with others, you can achieve more than you could ever do alone. One of the things that I like about is that the things that I'm not good at, I get someone that's good at it and work with that person. So you focus on the strengths of others and maximize their strength. And they in turn, their weakness, which could be your strength as well, they could maximize from you. And that for me is a win-win situation anytime. So number four, collaboration. Fifth on my list for leadership qualities that I want to embody is creativity. So a leader should be able to think outside of the box and come up with new and innovative solutions to all sorts of problems. One thing that I always say and put even in my bio is that I'm a problem solver. I like solving problems. When I was in high school, I hated math, but now I understood what it is for. I'm not using math, but it's being able to solve problems in a limited amount of time. And being able to solve problems for other companies made me more valuable as a person, because if a company has a problem, then I have a solution for them. A leader is creative to have innovative solutions to problems. Number five. Moving on to the sixth leadership principle is a leader should be good at decision making. Now, let me expound more on this one because this is something I really like. So a leader should be able to make decisions quickly and effectively, even in uncertain and complex situations. One example of this is that whenever I make business deals with someone, not just with joint ventures or, you know, partnerships, is that I like partners who are decisive. Most of the successful business I've done is I've had meetings with people for like their first time or second time, and we've shaken hands on a thing right away. Most of the time, those people that I've talked to in like 4, 5, 6, even 10 meetings never come into reality just because they take so much time. I don't want a partner who is not ready to make decisions right there and there, because when the time comes, when the going gets tough in a business and you have to make decisions, you can't just sleep on it all the time. Sometimes you have to make tough decisions right there and then. And that's why I like working with people who are leaders like those, who are good and quick in their decision making, because it comes with experience as well. You're fast on your feet, you're quick on your feet when you make decisions. So number six, decision making. Moving on to number 7, as a leader, you should be resilient, or having the resilience to go up when you go down. So a leader should be able to handle setbacks and any challenges with grace and determination, and they just keep on moving forward. It's just that simple. You fall down, you get back up. One thing that I have as a mindset is that I have a ready, go, re-aim, go mindset. I don't do the ready, get set, and go type of thing. It's because if I make a mistake, I adjust. If I make a mistake, I adjust until I get it right, which I never do get it right, especially when I was doing events. I remember that every event that I did, I tried to fix a problem and a new problem arises. It's just never ending. And it's part of being a leader, that you're able to adjust problems and make solutions for it. Second to the last of the leadership principles that everyone should embody is inclusivity. A leader should be inclusive and respectful of all individuals in their team, regardless of their background, wherever they came from, and create an environment where everyone feels that they are valued and heard. And a good way to do that is to have open conversations with your team. As a general rule, a leader should always praise in public but reprimand in private. And sometimes leaders get it twisted. They reprimand in public and they praise in private, right? People like to be praised publicly and, you know, scolded basically in private. If you do the opposite, that's making them exclusive from your group. It's as if they're not included in your family. Arguments and disagreements are normal in a team. But when you do it correctly, that's the right way to do. So number 8, inclusivity. Moving on to the last leadership principle that everyone should embody is integrity. And I think this one holds everything, from everything that I said from 1 to 9. Integrity. Because a leader should always lead with integrity. A leader should act ethically. And number 3, with honesty. And to be true to their words. So if you're a leader and you embody these principles in 2023, my hope is that I myself become a more effective and impactful leader in any business that I work with. Even, you know, with my clients as well. And inspire others to do the same. In conclusion, not everyone is born a leader. And that's true, because what if 100 people in a place are all leaders? So no one would follow. A leader usually rises to the situation. And if you do these 9 things that I mentioned to you, you would rise up to the occasion most of the time. And that will make you eventually a leader. The world is changing. Online income is one of the ways to move forward if you want to have passive income. So it's time that you start earning 5, 6, and even 7 figures in a month. Either you learn skills to do that or you get left behind. So for a limited time only, One Unite Corporation is offering leadership development meetings weekly. So if you're interested, leave a comment in the comment section down below. Or you can go visit oneunitecorp.com for more information.